Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Well, hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. Oh, this is Alice Brock, by the way, the real Alice from Alice's Restaurant. You're listening to me on WGXC 90.7 FM on your dial in Accra. And I just want to tell you that I think community radio is the best thing in the world, and I hope you're loving every minute of it.
Crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us. Thank you. I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us.
But technical difficulties there, everybody. Hello, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre Catskill in Hudson. Today, I'm your sound engineer, DJ Cola, and I will be back with DJ Shaw Money, who's going to be the host for today's episode in a little bit. That's right. We have a chill Friday vibe for you, but I'm going to let you guys in on a little bit of a fun fact. This was actually pre-recorded on Thursday. We got a big day tomorrow at the clubhouse. We're going up to Hudson. What's it called? Clubhouse takes place in Catskill. There's also one in Hudson, but the one that's broadcasting to you right now is taking place on 455 Main Street, Catskill. And you can come on by. It's pretty much just like a drop-in center, which is a community center, but better, because we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. What does that mean? It means we not only have everything that community center would have, like food, you know, fun things to do. We have a PlayStation 5. We have a bunch of TVs. We have a radio lab. I mean, that kind of goes without saying, though. You know. And you can just stop on by. We have a fridge full of food, you know. The chicken nuggets are my favorite, but we have a little bit of everything for everybody. The age range is 12 to 17, I believe. Yep, 12 to 17. And we have a little bit of leeway. We just kind of want to talk to the parents first. And I'm not the one in charge of that. That is my boss, Kai Hillman. And he just wants to make sure, like, if they are a little bit younger than 12, they're okay sharing the place with a little bit of older kids. We don't want little 5-year-old Billy here in, you know, 17-year-old Jonathan's business, you know? A little bit of a different social range there. So we just want to talk to the parent, and if that's okay, you can stop on by 455 Main Street in Catskill, New York. And, you know, we have a bunch of stuff to do. We have field trips. We have a Great Escape field trip coming on up. And I'm honestly really looking forward to that one. And we're open every day on the weekdays. We're working on weekends. We're a little bit short-staffed right now. But, every 2 to 7 p.m., 2 to 8 p.m., actually, because it's summertime, that's right. Or even though it's not officially summer yet, it's getting brighter a lot longer. And that means we're going to be open longer, so that's what's up. But yeah, we're going to be right back after a little song break, and then hopefully Shaw Money will join us then.
Back. shot at a feat. I don't know, but I'm glad to be back like
ever, ever, cadaver.
For my last trick,
I'm about to reach in my back, bro.
Emoji. My may not be age appropriate, but I will hit an 8-year-old in the face with a participation trophy.
Cause I have zero doubts that this whole world's about to turn into some Girl Scouts and censorship girls out.
Set me down. So when I started this verse, it did start off lighthearted at first, but it feels like I'm targeted. Mind-boggling how my profit is skyrocketed. Look what I pocketed. Yeah, this it's just like y'all have been light jogging in. I've been running at full speed, and that's why I'm ahead like my noggin. And I'm the fight y'all in. When you debate who the best, but I saw white chalk and win. I step up to that mic cock it then. Oh my god, attention, chicken not again.
Ever,
for my last trick,
I'm about to reach in my back, bro.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7 FM, WGXC Broadcasting, Anchor, Catskill, and Hudson. I am your host now, DJ Tom Money, and, today we're just chilling, pre-record. Hi, everybody. Let's see, what should we talk about? Do you have any ideas at all?
Great Escape has been confirmed on the field trip.
Really? Okay, Great Escape seems cool. That's the thing with all the rides that go up and down.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wasn't sure.
And we might be going to the one in New York, and we also might be going to the one in Massachusetts this time.
I've been to the one in Massachusetts. Or was that Jersey? I think that was, right? Because Jersey has one too, right?
I think so. I think all states on the eastern side of the U.S. have to have them at this point.
Right? Okay, let's see. Off the top of the noggin... I wasn't prepared for this. I wasn't prepared for this race. If you had to be a bear.
That's my spirit animal.
You had to be a bear. What would it be?
Oh, I already know I'm a black bear. That's my spirit animal.
Why a black bear?
Because grizzlies are super aggressive and they will get in a fight a lot. Super territorial animals. Black bears, they're only aggressive if they have kids nearby, and that's awesome. They're there to protect the kids. I'm all there for that.
You don't have kids?
No, but I still will protect them. I ain't gonna let a kidnapper swoop by and steal a kid in front of me. I'm gonna throw hands.
Really?
If there was a kidnapper literally trying to like kidnap a kid, it depends. If they were like grabbing them and like the kid was resisting and I knew that wasn't their like parent or had the person had nothing to do with them, then yeah, probably. But if like they're like, hey, let's go to my van, I'm like, excuse me, where are your parents, kid? Right there, right in that situation.
I think my spirit animal, I'm sorry, if you, I didn't mean to cut you off if I did. I think my spirit animal would be a wolf.
Why is that? Explain a little bit.
So wolves hunt in packs sometimes, but there's also lone wolves. And I feel like I could be a pretty much a lone wolf, but I guess I can travel in pack time to time. But I'm tend to be on like on my own wavelength. Like I don't really follow nobody else. At least I try not to.
You know, that's valid. Another reason I chose bears is because they literally just pick them the whole season and just go to sleep during the whole entirety of it.
Is that the only animal that hibernate? Well, butterflies, but like...
No. A bunch of different animals hibernate. I think groundhogs do because we got Groundhog's Day, which is just... Is it Groundhog Day or Groundhog's Day?
Groundhog Day? Groundhog Day, I think.
That makes sense. You know, we put an S on a lot of days, like President's Day.
I don't think we pronounce them, though.
Yeah, right? That's interesting. A little bit of food for thought, just like how you don't pronounce the D in Wednesday.
Wednesday. Well, never thought of it like that.
Not the D, but like, it's spelled differently than it's pronounced. You spell it Wednesday. You don't say it.
You want to know something else? Does it have cursing in it? I hope not. The new, Venom. Venom trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's called, Until Death Do Us Part. Venom, Till Death Do Us Part. That's fire. That threw me off. I thought it was the same thing.
Wait, this isn't it.
Nah. Wait, it's the first one.
That person is crying right now. They're like, my song is about to be on radio.
Right?
Eddie, my home has found us. Rose is trying to have a nice day. Yeah. The annoying cousin just going up to it.
The day has found us.
You should probably know that I have a really dark and unpredictable side to me. Stop speaking.
You right?
I'm giving you a chance, sweetie.
I'm giving you a chance.
When?
I really like that slow motion kick. That was great thematically, but also had a little bit of a comedic element just because he was going.
What are you?
We are. No. Okay.
We
are.
No.
We,
yeah, we
are. Venom. There it is.
You're gonna need to work on that.
That's crazy.
You take me to all the finest places.
I need tired mouse.
Sony. The only good Sony project they have so far right now, besides Spider-Man.
That's my fault. I don't know many Sony products, but you definitely gotta put Spider-Man up there.
Watched others. Meta movies, too.
And it's our job to make sure that remains a secret.
Let's go get him.
Oh, shit! We are fugitives.
Huh.
On the run. In the shit.
We are living the dream, my friend.
No. Really good graphics so far. What? Hold on. What's this? Venom was dancing with
someone.
Yeah. No, he's not evil. In this world, Venom's actually a hero. Or like an anti-hero, I guess, because he kills people.
Like a agreement going on. So like
there's no Spider-Man in this universe.
Okay, that's crazy. So he kind
of, or we don't think
he lets Venom eat people, but he only feeds him like
bad people.
Okay, that's cool.
There's an army coming that cannot be beaten.
As long as Venom lives,
they're called the symbiotes.
Everything.
I knew that. Not make it out of this alive, but this buddy. Is just like kind of it enchanting is. Me right now. I'm really captivated.
Your time has come.
You do? You gotta catch up on the other two, man.
I like how it looks like. How
fast? This was fire.
I love Venom in this, oh my god.
Venom Wars!
Nah!
That's in the comics.
Good CGI.
October. No, till Death Do Us Part, Venom.
Please look at The Boys Season 4 clip right here. You wanna know what that reminds me of?
What?
Homelander. Officially. And Mortal Kombat.
I'll let you talk about that a little bit, if you want.
I'll do a little bit, but we're gonna play a little bit of the food fatalities. We're gonna have it on.
Hug your kid, guys. You never know what
your fucking father.
Hey.
Okay.
Nah, that's crazy. So we're gonna deal with fatalities here. It's like,
he said whoops. That really says character.
Honestly, Omni-Man and Homelander have some great fatalities. That's crazy.
Over, you spoiled brat.
Oh, I'm just getting
Not
started.
Spoiled brat is crazy.
Ooh. You Superman rip off. Nice. Oh my goodness. That's overkill.
Flawless victory.
Wow.
You got spunk for an old man. Brooklyn didn't like that.
Well, you're a cocky prick and I loathe you.
And then he loses. Is that a pumpkin?
Oh, this is the Halloween one.
Ew.
Anybody can use that one.
Ew.
You have to play during Halloween.
Fatality. Homelander wins. Flawless victory.
Abracadabra.
That's crazy, Abracadabra. Ooh. I thought that was going to be it. There's another one. Talk about Oh, this is the Thanksgiving one. Anybody during Thanksgiving could have got this.
And there wasn't officially a character yet.
Oh no, he is. He's out.
How long? Since like 2 days ago, or like?
I think so.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Fatality. I don't like that one. That was disgusting.
Yeah, that one gets some
anything
weird.
With vomit, I don't like.
Bro, could not.
Christmas.
Yep.
Have a. Merry Christmas. You're a present. What the heck? Yeah.
We will be right back with Clubhouse Radio. After a little bit of a song break. That is a very weird ad.
Oh my goodness.
You know, shout out to YouTube video. He's just trying to get started. That's literally.
Yeah, you're gone, bro. You're gone. You're off our show. You're gone. Music. Song.
Oh my God. I like Waka Waka. I like Dragon Ball. I like King Krul. And I like applesauce. I like a lot of things. But I think I'm pretty cool. But nothing's cooler than just being you. I can't help but to smile, babe. Cause I finally feel like myself. I ain't felt that in a while, babe. I don't know who she is, where she from. All I know is that she fine, babe. And I think I'm in love with someone that I made up in my mind, babe.
Oh, yeah.
She's a bad mama jamma straight up.
bit about of Indiana. Got that perfect little twang when she talk. And the attitude Atlanta girl is driving me bananas. Got that perfect little swing when she walk. That girl is mighty fine. I wish that I could make her mine. I'll be waking up soon. I'm always running out of time. That girl that's in my dreams, how perfect could she be? And what are the odds that she would fall in love with me? Oh yeah. Oh, she's sweet as applesauce. Yeah, she's sweet as sugar cane. Never been in a convenience. Spend a whole lot of time feeling decent. All time type of for a reason. Someone wake me up, man. I swear that I'm dreaming. And grass stains on the blue jeans. White stripes on the table in a movie. And we're at 45 moving full speed. Too good to be true, could've fooled me. And as I pass through the door frame, see you there, curly hair, girl, I'm so amazed. So assured that the feeling goes both ways. Could be wrong and we could go our own way. And I can't help but to see her. Little dress so the girls wanna be her. Looking fine as a wash from the bleachers. All I know is
she's a bad mama jamma, straight up out of Indiana. Got that perfect little tongue when she talk. And the attitude Atlanta girl is driving me bananas. Got that perfect little swing when she walk. That girl is mighty fine. I wish that I could make her mine. I'll be waking up soon. I'm always running out of time. That girl that's in my dreams, how perfect could she be? And what are the odds that she would fall in love with me? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's sweet. Yeah. Yeah, she's so sweet. Yeah, she is.
She had to do it. She had to do it. girl from Puerto Rico. From Chiriche, Chinago, back home. When we fly her out to Santiago, where the sunshine and ganja trees grow. When the moon shine, the girl them wine slow. From Chiriche, Chinago, back home. When we fly her out to Santiago. Go and tell your daddy, now go back to Tribeca. Pretty like a Dalia, take it Santa Maria. All around the world from España to Hispaniola. Todas las mujeres guapas quieren ir a Jamaica. Go and tell your mommy, say, now go back to Rockaway. Back to Yachi, have to stay. Where the bona staka de. All the gala gades from the jungle and the palace. Man of the money, somebody say, bada the galaxy, gala for Japanese Chinese. And I say, whoa, Kingston, Guaya, de so me grow. New York, gal from Puerto Rico. From Chiriche, Chiriche. I go back home when we fly her out to Santiago. Where the sunshine and ganja trees grow. When the moon shine, the girl them wine slow. From Chiriche, Chiriche, I go back home when we fly her out to Santiago. Some boy love to chat a lot. Me no play no baccarat. Never teach no land and me no colonize a blood clot. Me no Peter Pan and never call me Capitan. And me no fire, not a arrow. Me no bomb or clot or a wax. So go and run it back and you no listen for the format. This how when me from a bit, I never you ignore that. Money a yard man like my father before. And him father and him father and him father before that. Bro, Kingston boy, I dey so me grow. New York girl from Puerto Rico. From Chiriche, Chinago, back home. When me fly her out to Santiago. Where the sunshine and ganja trees grow. When the moon shine, the girl them wine slow. From Chiriche, Chinago, back home. When me fly her out to Santiago.
1494, on their voyage to the new world, Santa Maria discovered a small island of paradise. They called it Santiago.
Cuando llegarás, mi niña, cuando finalmente estamos juntos. Eres mía, yo soy tuyo. Eres mía, yo soy tuyo. Cuando volverás, mi amor. Finalmente estamos juntos. Eres mía, yo soy tuyo. Eres mía, yo soy tuyo. Cuando volverás, mi amor.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live on 90.7 FM, WGXC Broadcasting, at Greg Hatchko in Hudson. I am your lovely host, DJ Show Money. I'm not really sure. It's really just a chill show. You know, you hear the smart bomb music in the background. Excuse me. Honestly, what are y'all eating today? Please let us know. We would love to know what you guys ate. Me, personally, I just had a BLT. What about you?
You know, I've had some chicken and waffles, some pancake, and sausage, and yeah, that's pretty much it. That's my lunch and that's my breakfast, and I'm gonna have dinner soon. And anybody listening at home, make sure you eat, because it is very important to take care of yourself. Your body is a temple, and if you don't keep the temple in tip-top shape, it's gonna fall on itself.
Cool. What do you think? Let's see. What would you say your thoughts on point of views are?
That's a great question. I think point of views can be tricky, because if you haven't lived in somebody's shoes or really had their experience, you can assume what is like to be them, but in that assumption, you're missing a lot of the key factors, because you can look at somebody and you can point your finger and notice their flaws, but for every flaw that you find in them, there's going to be a flaw in you too. You're just not going to be able to notice it. You know, for every finger that you point, there's three pointing back at you.
I like that. Honestly, that is okay. I would say, if I had to give it like a scale 1 to 10, I would say it's like a 6, a 5. I would say like 5.5. I've been really tired. Like, extremely tired. Oh no, I've just been feeling like, what? Sure, just let me.
Cars. Can you believe that?
What? 21 cars? What? They could have gave me a car. 21 cars? What they gonna do? How they gonna drive 21
at
cars?
Once?
Right. That's crazy. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. I've been telling these folks, man, you need to get your life together. 21 cars. Where you gonna park on them cars?
I got a good dentist.
You can't do it. I don't know what's going on with these folks. These folks need to get themselves together out here. It's too hot to be driving 21 cars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's too much gas money. How you gonna use all them cars? That's crazy. I hope they find them 21 cars, though.
True comfort.
We can just keep on going through the news clips. Because we don't got a news today.
Nah, we don't. But like I was saying, honestly, I've been okay. It's been like a 5.5. Little frustration throughout my week here.
Now about spiders coming to New Jersey.
I'm terrified. I don't want this.
You okay?
No.
Okay. Well, you've seen the headlines now about these spiders coming to New Jersey, but there's no need to panic.
This afternoon, we are untangling the web of myths and misconceptions. And you will have to look at these spiders along with us. New Jersey correspondent Trish Harmon live in Pensacon now with more about these flying spiders and when they might arrive. We're listening very intently, Trish.
Yeah, so Brian, Sarah, the consensus among the experts that we spoke with, everybody remain calm. It's going to be okay. So the flying or the ballooning or parachuting, a lot of spiders do it, not just this one species. And they mostly do it when they're young spiders. So it's very unlikely that you're going to be seeing giant spiders flying around.
I thought there was about to be giant spiders chasing us. Nah, I had to do a quick checkup on that.
I lost my train of thought. What was I saying? I've been okay.
I'm not anymore. There's flying spiders.
Do you want to talk about the flying spiders?
I think it's better if we just act like they don't exist.
So, school. I'm starting to wonder, like, at least about, like, school and stuff. About like colleges and stuff, and just, like, after high school. Because it feels a little weird.
Right?
Like, being in high school for, like, not even just high school. Like, being in school for, like, a certain amount of time in your life. And then, like, basically, like, not being in it for a minute.
Yeah, you have a complete sense of freedom now. You know, nobody can tell you what to do.
Yeah, and it's kind of a weird feeling because, like, I'm on the verge of, like, wow, this? I have to do this now? And it's like, wow, that's different. I wasn't able to do that before. And it's like, I'm in a weird balance where, like, I get to pick where I want to go. And I'm not used to that. So it's like, it's a lot of power. So, yeah. You?
It's exciting, but also scary. You know, you have that sense of freedom. You know, I really want to find somebody to run down this program when we're gone, because those of you at home tuning in, this is Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Check it out, everybody. But, like, you know, this is pretty much a community center, a drop-in center, but I digress. We need our hairs. We need our next runner-ups, you know?
I feel like, let's say, like, even if we did leave and just was like, oh, no, we're gone, I don't think the program would die out. I say that just because there's so many opportunities which you could do. So, I don't think it would die out. But that's just my opinion at the end of the day. I think, you know, after we leave, Clubhouse Radio will be good. And, like, even when I go to college, I think I'll still listen to Clubhouse Radio on Fridays. Like,
that'd be fire.
Like every Friday, I think I'll listen to that. Because even though it would be, like, a little bit of a struggle, I don't think, like, I would, like, completely forget about radio or Clubhouse Radio or just anything that we've done. Because it's always going to be a part of you at the end of the day. And if you really wanted to, you could come back and then you'll be technically an alumni of Clubhouse.
That's fire. Clubhouse alumni. We gotta run that by our CEO. And, you know, we are pretty much, like, the official leaders of radio.
Yeah.
Like, we don't run the actual, like, place and the actual location. We don't run, like, the management of that and, like, all the, you know, electricity problems, all the water, running water. We don't manage the running water, etc. We manage the radio here, and, you know, I really hope we can find somebody to pass down the torch to, the microphone torch, if you will. And if you're listening at home and you are interested in doing a radio program of your own, come on by at 455 Main Street, Catskill, New York, every Tuesdays. What's wrong with you?
Every Monday through Friday, because we're no longer open on Saturday. And from that time, we're open up 3 to 8 or 3 to 7, depending on the day. Also, you should come because we have a PlayStation 5. We have video games. Well, PlayStation 5 is video games. We have Netflix. We have all types of things. We also have a radio lab where you can make music. My lovely sound engineer, pulled up a Would You Rather. So, would you rather have a pause button for your life or have a rewind button for your life? Ooh, pause button. I'll be a villain. I'm being a villain. Actually, I guess, because then you could choose other options.
See, the way I'm thinking of that, it's like a video game save point.
I was thinking pause because you could still do things. No one would be able to know what you did. Cameras would freeze.
It's just pausing, but when you... creating an alternate universe, like in Dragon Ball Timeline.
I think it would be like alternate universe.
Okay, then pause button.
That's what I said. Because I'm robbing banks.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm robbing banks.
I'd be like,
huh, what happens if I jump off like a two-story
pause?
Yeah, don't do that in real life, guys. Only do that if you have a rewind button, like a physical button.
Or a pause, which you could do if you're fat. Well, it would depend how that pause button would be. But like, let's say you could pause, like, you know how like in YouTube videos where you're like, how's it go. That you could safely land yourself on the ground.
Because pausing for you would just completely stop your kinetic energy.
Yeah.
Then honestly, yeah.
I feel like it would pause. Oh wait, no, that wouldn't work. I think it would pause the things around you, not you.
Okay.
Because then that would be pointless.
Yeah, exactly.
There would be no point to pause yourself.
Plus, with that, like, if you're pausing it and you do stand still, the second you unpause it, it's just gonna go back to the same speed you were. So it's like, you're just delaying the inevitable. You're just sitting there. So, yes, guys, do not jump off of a building unless you can physically rewind time like a superhero. Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I have to say don't jump off buildings, but...
Get weird. Don't do that. Don't do that. If you could go... more would you rathers. Okay, so we're going... Oh, I don't know what you point picked. Want to read this one?
Yeah. Would you rather be the only person that doesn't get to live forever or be the only person that gets to live? Both of these suck.
So, so you could either watch everyone you love die or everyone you love watches you die. Pretty much, right?
Being the only one alive past, like, the heat death of our solar system, you're just drifting through space alone without a friend, with only yourself. Like, why would you want to be the only one alive?
But then on the other hand, everyone else will be alive. And it's just you're the one who's out.
I mean, I guess I'll give them that paradise, because I don't want to be alone.
Because think about it, right? Be the only person that doesn't get to live forever. Or be the only person that gets to live forever. Everyone else would live forever, so they would just go through that agonizing pain. I mean, think of it. If you're with someone for so long, you're gonna be violent.
That's true. Like, they're just gonna, like,
especially if it's forever.
Which one are we picking? This is just,
I'm picking me. I'll pick the only person. Yeah. Wow. I guess they didn't break it down like us.
This is bad.
Be a character in your favorite video game, or be a character in your favorite movie. My God. Ooh, this is tough. I could go both ways. I could go both ways. I could say Spider-Man and be cool with either. Because Spider-Man is a movie and a video game. So I broke the system.
Alright. So for me, my favorite video game probably is Brawlhalla. So, like, it's a tournament. Technically, you're already dead and it's in an afterlife. Yeah, so that's kind of cool, you know, like, no more pain, you're already, like, pretty much in heaven, and you get to spend your whole life training. That's pretty fire, actually. Where would I be in the Kung Fu Panda universe?
Kung Fu Panda? Because they make things seem painless.
See, yeah, that's it. It's like, it really goes both ways. That's crazy. Do that again, do that again.
Kung Fu Panda!
That's fire. Speaking of fire, if you could control an element, which element would you control?
Earth.
See, I've always said Earth, but I think my answer's changed. I think, and I didn't pick it, it picked me. I would want Earth, because I think you could do more cool things, but I think if I was an element, I would be water.
Yeah, but I say, actually, I'm gonna say air. It's between Earth and air. I say that because, look, if we just look at the Avatar universe, right? Think how many cool feats that the Earthbenders and Airbenders can do. When in the Avatar universe, they can't see wind. The only reason why we see wind in the Avatar universe is because we're the Watcher. And the only time they can see wind is when Aang uses his air ball. And he's, like, riding air. So if you think about it, all those times are they...
Are they even seeing the wind, or are they just seeing Aang floating?
Aang floating. So if you think about it, every time Aang's, like, throwing wind punches, I don't know, like, like, when they're throwing wind punches, they can't see that. They're just like... But earth and water are tough. Earth, water, and earth, water, and wind are tough. Fire. That's not true. Fire's oxygen. Well, fire takes oxygen to use. So you could kind of, yeah, you could, because think about it. How do rockets fly? Rockets are flames.
Like propelling yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Like Bakugo. Yeah, or like kind of like how air balloons are.
You're right.
I personally couldn't. Well, I could, but I don't feel like catching it right now just because I'm a little lazy. Excuse me. So, question. If you. Only wear one color each day, or only wear seven colors each day? One color.
Yeah, one color. Having seven colors, you ain't gonna be able to make your fit match. I'm sorry.
I'll wear one whole color a day.
That's what I'm saying, right?
It kind of sucks because most people wear two colors.
You gotta have an accent to pair it with.
But that's technically another color. That's not one color.
Ugh.
This is yours.
Okay. Would you rather get stuck with a needle each time you lie, or get skinnier each time you tell the truth?
Get skinnier each time I tell the truth!
Right?
I'm pretty hefty.
I hate needles.
I'm pretty hefty. So, okay. $200 every time you get hurt. Or $20 every time you help someone.
I'm picking the 20. I'm sorry. I ain't about to be hurting myself.
I don't gotta be that hurt.
That's a slippery slope there.
Ooh, actually, yeah, that is a slippery slope. Because then I would fall into depression and self-harm, right?
Because, like, then, what if you, like...
wanted to get a bunch of money to do something specifically, and then you're like, I just need a little bit more, and you're already in agonizing pain.
Greed problem.
Ooh, yeah, you wanna know what I would do? I would just have me and my friend play punchies.
Okay, that's bad. That's bad.
Like, it never said how much pain I gotta take. It could be like something like, give me your hand. Wait, put your hand flat. Like this. It could be as much something as someone going,
abused, not alive, I'm ready.
They're not. But I'm going with the, I don't know, cause on one hand, you get hurt, you get $20, I mean $200 every time you get hurt. I feel like that could lead to self-harm.
That, and also, this is our job. We already do this. We already help people.
Yo. I guess it would equal out, because you know those times?
Every time I carry one bag of food.
But also, there's like, you know, like when you help someone and no one, they don't say thank you? That gets me tight. And it happened to me yesterday, matter of fact. I was on the bus. And I, like, recently I've been saying, I was like, dang, I need money. And I was on the bus, and this guy and his girlfriend were on the bus with me, and he dropped his wallet. Now, mind you, on the outside of his wallet, there was money, like a dollar. And I guess, like, all of his cards. I could have took that and put it in my pocket and kept pushing. But no, I gave it to him and his girlfriend, and they didn't say thank you.
That's crazy. Not even a thank you for... Nah, that's even worse than what I was gonna say. I was gonna say when you hold the door open for somebody, and then they don't say that. That got me.
But bro, I found you. I picked up your wallet. I could have stole from you.
You know, that's crazy. You know, and here at Clubhouse, if you drop your wallet, we will always give it back to you. Just saying that.
And, you know, oh no, maybe. Stop. Put it. Yeah, we'll always give it back to you. Wow. But you want to know something like. I realized that was a breaking point, because I could have even went a path where I was like, you know what, I'm going to steal from these people. Or I could have went down a path where I was like, you know what, I'm going to be a good person. And I went down a good person route. Because I feel like when things like that, when you get to those crossroads, I feel like it's really like an angel and devil type of movement. Like, is the devil persuading you to steal and be bad, or is the angel telling you to do the right thing? You feel me?
For sure. That's tough. I feel like it's always best to do the great thing, even if you don't get the karma in the moment. I feel like karma is real, because even if you don't believe it on a spiritual level, if you're nicer to people, they're going to be nice back to you a lot more of the time. And if you're mean to people, and if you're just rude to everybody in life, and that's how you go about life, everybody's going to be rude back to you. And not only that, if you just remember doing the right thing a few days later, or like... Not even, when you're at your low point and you're thinking of all your lows, like, man, I'm a really bad person, and you're in one of those moments, and then you think back to the time you did the right thing, even though you could have been a jerk, and these people were a jerk, and you still did the right thing. Looking back on that, I feel like that's karma, too, because then you feel a certain way about it.
I mean, shoot, karma hit me up. I did something good yesterday. Let me not look for good karma, though. But then I feel like that would lead to negative karma. But that's just my thoughts.
See, I'm a firm believer in that with karma, it's the intentions that matter. There's this really good analogy. If you, what's it called? Let's say somebody stops you and asks for directions, and you thinking, like, they stop you and ask directions for the bank because they're out of money and they're, what's it called, need to get withdraw money for gas to get back home. And you give them directions because you want to help them get back home. And it turns out they robbed that bank. You still get good karma because you were trying to help someone.
That would feel terrible. Like, I gave you directions and they robbed the bank. I'd be like, yo, bro, how you get here? I don't know. Some random person on the street told me how to get here. And, you know, I was just... lost, you know? I had to stick y'all up for some money.
Never known that person was, what's it called?
A thief?
Yeah, you never know that person was going to rob the bank. And at the end of the day, you were trying to do the right thing, so I believe that is positive karma. On the other hand, if you steal money from a bank, and then it ends up actually being a good thing because the bank is super corrupt, right? And they...
I think stealing from a bank would be a good thing.
Because, like, you're taking it from bad people. That's still negative karma.
because you had negative intentions of taking the money, even if it does do something. Like, if you put a, what's it called, stick on the ground and hoping to trip somebody, and then somebody doesn't trip and, like, a dog picks it up and has a great time with the stick, you would still get negative karma because you were trying to hurt somebody, even though you did end up doing a good thing.
Really?
I think so. I wanted my hepatitis C gone.
Hepatitis C?
Listen, we are not...
Please condition. I'm sorry, that was just very... out of nowhere, okay? Thank you for understanding. We do not discriminate on anybody's health status.
You're so right. We were laughing at a video.
Yeah, but that being said, just it being out of pocket, just bringing up any out-of-pocket issue when you're having a conversation. Like, imagine you and your homies are on the couch talking about, what's it called, 2K, right? And then somebody just goes, you know, man... this cancer is really getting to me. Like, it's out of nowhere, you know? You know, I'm going to stop defending myself. This isn't looking good. I'm sorry.
It looks bad on you, bro. This looks bad. Wait, also, what's our time looking like, buddy?
3 minutes.
Well, 3 minutes? Well, as of right now, it's almost over. We want to say thank you so much for listening to us. Well, hopefully, what? Oh, you're. I seen it too. We should play it. Well, thank you for listening and have a good and lovely night. See you later.
The world is ending, and I'm stealing all your bones. Goodbye, everyone.